Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Pithay, and today's date is October the 21st in the year of 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have to tell you about the year of 2020. This will go as one for the records as we are still in the middle of this plandemic, as I indicated, plandemic, and there are a lot of our Black African American scholars out here talking and calling it just that, a plandemic, in the middle of this pandemic that has caused over 218,000 deaths in the U.S. So I'm hoping that my listening audience out there, that you are socially doing what is necessary, which is social distancing, keeping your mask, washing your hands, and just trying to stay safe here, because we want you to meet us here on this platform, Solar Now in the Future. And as we always say each week, we hope you aren't going to meet us here, but beat us here every week here on Blog Talk Radio platform, streaming over the World Wide Web. We are broadcasting over the Blog Talk Radio. We are streaming over the World Wide Web at PositiveChangePC.com. That's positivePositiveChangePC.com. That's PositiveChangePC.com. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, and you know, if you join us on a regular basis, you know that slogan for the show: if there's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, is a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American solar installation and design workforce development companies to address the economic impacts of high energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, which we commonly refer to them as our HBCUs, to utilize Black-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the unemployment and underemployment of young Black men and women locally and nationally. Also, to educate the Black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the Black community through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. You also know, if you join us on a regular basis, that this show is brought to you every week by the Black sports legend BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. You can get more information on that initiative by logging on to our website at www.positivechangepc.com. That's www.positivechangepc.com. positivechangepc.com, strolling over to our GoFundMe link, clicking on that link, and it will open and it will give you a description of the platform that you are listening to over the World Wide Web, over the platform, once again, of Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting from Tacoma Park, Maryland, right outside of your nation's capital. Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, if you join us on a regular basis, you know that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, our call-in number is 646-668-2948. And please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number, because you'll be in our green room, and we want to bring you right on into our living room, sit you down on the couch so we can have this discussion around a number of issues. I think we have a very exciting show scheduled for our listening audience today. We are going to be weighing in and listening to several YouTube videos. We'll be listening to the audio, and they've been put out by the Department of the District of Columbia Sustainability and Energy Utility, which has launched an initiative in wards 8 and 7 here in the District of Columbia. And this program is called the Solar for All program. And we are strongly believers of this program. Matter of fact, we testified in October of 2018 while the hearings were going here in Washington, D.C., in terms of the Omnibus Act of 2018. In our testimony, we felt that the Solar for All program should be receive much more funding, much more money for Black-owned radio, Black-owned newspapers, and talk radio to get the word out about this very unique program, which was designed by the Department of Energy and Environment here in Washington, D.C., in the D.C. SEU. Now, this particular video you'll be listening to, the managing director, Mr. Ted Taribu, who is the managing director. And we're going to just jump right on into this video here on this platform.
This is one of our featured programs.
You're listening to the voice of Mr. Ted Taribu.
Single-family residences in Ward 7 and 8. This is the first time that we bought large numbers of solar panels east of the Anacostia River. The residents are very excited about this. The community leaders are very excited about this.
The goal of this program from the D.C. SEU is...
You're listening to the voice of Mr. George Nichols.
...for solar technology to these neighborhoods.
The great thing about this is that this by itself is going to allow the homeowner to have savings of anywhere between 50% up to as high as even 70-80% off their electric bill. It's a system that once it's
operational, you're listening to the voice of Mr. Ada Kara, the owner of one of the companies that is a provider, contract provider.
Nice people, and they really explain things to me and gave me some insight into the benefits of having solar panels.
So we see this as helping the contractors, it's helping D.C. residents get jobs, it's helping D.C. residents get control of their energy bills.
When I walk around the community, I feel, you know, blessed to have the solo people.
Listen to Mrs. Paula Lawrence, a participant in the program of Ward 7.
Well, thank God for DCSEU, because it means a lot to me. I feel as though it's a blessing, really, because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to afford it.
The DCSU program.
You're listening to the voice of Daryl Green, former Washington NFL great Hall of Famer.
Men and women of these communities who may have
had struggles or have struggles finding a job placement, that we find job placement. I'm excited because we give our guys an opportunity and our ladies an opportunity to do something great. So we've gone to the neighborhood and
you're listening to the voice of Mr. Mark Davis, the owner of WDC Solar here in Washington, D.C., and one of the charter members of the founding organization of the National Association of Black and Solar.
Their neighborhood, and I think that's very important. We learn how to install the solar panels, the parts, the wiring, how it's done. It makes me feel proud that I'm doing something in my community. That feels good to give back. It might be a small thing to other people, but it's a big thing to me. Who would ever think that I would have on this dilapidated food? So this is a miracle. When I look at my pocket or when I look at that bill, I will see the reduction.
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, as I indicated, if you are a D.C. resident and you qualify for this program and the income levels you'll be able to find at www.doee.gov, you'll be able to go to the Department of Energy and Environment here in Washington, D.C.'s website, and you can look for the link that says Solar for All. Click on that, look at the qualifications, and you will see the income median area median requirements, which starts at $70,000. And it goes up to about $123,000 for a family of eight individuals. Most 99.9% of the African American residents of Washington, D.C., who are low and moderate income residents, will qualify for this program. And if your roof is not in disrepair and you don't need a new roof, you are a prime candidate for this program. I strongly, strongly, strongly recommend this program. Now, we're going to listen to another video that talks about job creation because of this Solar for All program here in the District of Columbia, which we're going to have this discussion later on because it's going to be one of the initiatives that the National Association of Blacks and Solar will be pushing as a national model to help low and moderate income residents go solar. I think this program coming out of Washington, D.C. is one of the best models in the U.S., and I testified on the public record for that. And now as the acting president of the National Association of Blacks and Solar, we will be adopting this particular project model here in Washington to be funded nationally by the United States Congress for low and moderate income communities of color nationally. So this is a very unique program. We have reached out to the powers that be to make them aware of our efforts to see if the D.C. government would work in collaboration with other municipalities around the country that might want to get more information about how to set up and put together a program such as the Solar for All program here in our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. So as we always say, people always like to use that word. Without further ado, here's the next video that we have on the Solar for All program. D.C. Sustainable.
Solar for All is an extremely unique program that the District of Columbia is trailblazing that actually uses renewable power to benefit low-income communities?
Here at DCSEU, our solar team is helping to build over 7 megawatts of solar for the community. And this solar will go to benefit DC residents who are income qualified with community solar. The solar that's built usually on a large building or a large structure, the output from that solar will go directly to the District Department of the Environment.
We are transforming the way these communities and our communities across the city are powered.
Solar will be built on buildings across the district with the output going to benefit low-income residents. We work with local apartment buildings and other residences, property owners, property managers who want to take part in the green energy economy. DOEE will take the output and, in partnership with PEPCO, will distribute the solar to low-income residents across the district.
Unlike development, which takes 3 or 4 years to build a project, a solar array can be installed in a matter of weeks.
So the benefit of this is that residents do not necessarily need to have a home or a roof to build solar on. They can actually benefit from the solar by having the electrons distributed to their bill.
A lot of the residents of both of these buildings will qualify for the utility bill reductions that are offered by the program. But we're talking about 50% reductions in electricity bills.
We are working very closely with local businesses and residents to get these solar projects built and off the ground so that it would help provide relief on utility bills as well as reduce the carbon footprint here in the district.
To be able to have this program is a huge benefit. We're able to provide that lowering energy cost to the residents in our community and to the community itself.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you were just listening to several YouTube videos on the DC Sustainability Energy Utility that have been produced on the Solar for All program here in Washington, D.C. Now, if you've been following me over the last 4 years, you know I've been beating the drum around this Solar for All program. I've looked at the different entities and the contractors who have been a part of this program. One of the former grantees was a group which is now in 12 states and the District of Columbia called DC Sun, as it was originally started by Mrs. Anna Schulman, and it's called Neighborhoods United. Now, they provided the educational component and outreach, community outreach component, as one of the grantees that was to try to engage the African community. Even though this is a very, very unique and a great program, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we've looked at numerous projects, not just in the district, but as well as other cities, and we've tried to get more information about the nuts and bolts and specifics of these programs and how they work in different municipalities around the country, because certain areas have been more aggressive in this climate change process than others in different areas. Some cities, because of the housing stock, have looked at community solar projects and the development of more community solar-based projects. Some municipalities are looking at EV, electric vehicle infrastructure, charging infrastructure, and getting these systems online as the U.S. will be taking a, what we call it, paradigm shift away from fossil fuels are petroleum-based fuels for automobiles in the country and moving to cleaner electric vehicles. And this is here, ladies and gentlemen. This is not something we're talking about is on its way. We are living with this as we speak. So the shift is already underway. The question it becomes, what's in it for the African American community? Now, yours truly, I wear more than one hat. I've been asked to serve as the sitting president of the National Association of Blacks and Solar. And in doing so, we are now working on our platform. And in our platform, the Solar for All program will be one of those models that we would like to see funded by the U.S. Congress nationally. So that is one of the reasons why we led off with this piece of information as it relates to providing these you with an opportunity to listen to the voices of the individuals who have boots on the ground that are in the field working. We're talking about the companies that do the work, and that is what the mission of the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative is: to educate the black community around the issues of being of becoming an educated consumer as it relates to the renewable energy, and specifically energy and solar wind options that you may have in terms of deciding how you want to purchase green kilowatts rather than using fossil fuels, as they used to say with the men's shop in here in the area, become an educated consumer. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can get more information and you can watch these videos once again by logging on to positivechangepc.com. You can log on to positivechangepc.com. Now, there are a number of other issues surrounding this Solar for All program, because there is a community solar link.
Tonight I want to talk about
would be very
for an hour. And of course,
now we thought we were clicking on a video that could give us some additional information on that, but of course we weren't not. So we're going to just continue to move on with our stated and set agenda here on this platform, Solar Now and the Future, with its economic impact on Black America. And as I said, you know how to join us by calling 646-668-2948. Once again, you can join us by calling 646-668-2948. Please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after you dial the call-in number. Now, we're going to take a slight pause for the calls here, and we'll be right back here on the platform, Solar Now and the Future, with its economic impact on Black America, because we want to be able to give our listening audience an opportunity, if they choose to chime in on the first segment of our show, and we'll be right back.
Someone singing, I can choose to sing it. Life is a song worth singing, why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand, use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it.
to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, I'm your host, Ronald Buffet, and you know, if you join us on a regular basis every week, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948, and please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number. Ladies and gentlemen, as I've indicated, we don't have any a scheduled guest, but we're going to look at another topic, man, I thought was very interesting. U.S. Department of Energy provides $65 million for connected communities, and I was a little concern. I said, connected communities. What do they mean by connected communities? But you'll see as we get this information from the Department of Energy, U.S. Department Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy, it's the Solar Energy Technologies Office here in Washington, D.C. Now, this press release just came out. It was published on the 13th of October. Washington, D.C., today the U.S. Department of Energy announced up to $65 million through a Connect Communities Funding Community Announcement, the FOA, to expand DOE's network of grid interactive efficient building communities nationwide. As our nation's energy system continues to undergo dramatic transformations, there is a growing need for solutions to integrate and optimize all of our energy resources on the grid to provide Americans with the most reliable and affordable electricity possible, said the Secretary of Energy, Dan Borelist. With today's announcement, DOE will broaden its capabilities to evaluate and demonstrate the growing flexibility of one such solution, smart grid interactive efficient buildings, to best serve the needs of building occupants and grids while reducing energy consumption overall. America's 125 million homes and commercial buildings currently use almost 40% of the U.S. energy, 74% of the electricity, and account for the greatest majority of peak energy demand. Connected communities can leverage the largest advancement in building science, like state-of-the-art sensors, controls, analytics, to more flexible manage and deploy grid scale efficiency and distributed energy resources. The interconnection of emergency technologies and systems is essential to the successful efforts to maximize the effectiveness of advanced building technology, said Assistant Secretary of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy Daniel Simons, our grid interactive efficiency buildings. Now, what are you going to find here, ladies and gentlemen? The reason why this is important to the listening audience, the Grid Interactive Efficiency Building Initiative, there is a blue link, ladies and gentlemen, on our website. Once you go to our News and Events tab, as you're scrolling down, you will see that blue link. Anything that's in a blue link means it's a link. You put your cursor on that, it will take you to that report, and it will provide for you the new building codes that are being passed all over this country because you now have 100 million citizens who reside in markets that are 100% targeted for some type of energy renewable portfolio standard. So this is a national issue. And if you are a property owner in a city of Atlanta, Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia, most of your urban cities are going a transformation in the inner cities where they are doing a lot of rebuilding and infrastructure, rebuilding downtowns. And these new buildings, as they come online, they are coming on being built by these new energy efficient codes that are being mandated through the Department of Energy and Housing. So this is not just something, a conversation. They're telling people you're going to have to retrofit these buildings. That means they may have to be gutted, new installation for energy efficiency, new windows, new doors, new heating systems, more efficient, taller trees like your face bowls and toilets and anything that uses water. This is where this is moving to and has already, not moving to, has already shifted to. So if you are a property owner and you are an African American and you're in the real estate game, you better get on board with understanding that this is in the pipeline for commercial as well as residential housing stock and commercial building stock in all of your urban markets where there is a decent standard of living. This is one of the major reasons why you have a population shift of young people that have always gone to your urban markets for educational purposes, where your colleges and universities, and most of them reside within a 100-mile radius from where they graduate from school because of employment opportunities. So that means that the housing density and population growth of those areas, because everything is there, your schools are there, the industry is there that pay a livable wage, which brings people who have certain professions and skill levels to a market area. These are things that must be taken in consideration when we begin to look at articles such as the one we are reading now, because it's coming out of your nation's capital. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if a program comes out of Washington, such as the Department of Energy and Environment and DCSEU Solar for All program, it's been under scrutiny, and there are many incubators and business models that are adopted locally here in Washington that end up going around the country and being replicated. So the National Association of Blacks in Solar, we realize this. And being that we are based here, we're taking the initiative to say, hey, this is working for the African-American community in Washington, D.C., and it needs to be replicated all over the United States of America. And that's real, ladies and gentlemen. So if you would like to weigh in on this conversation, please do. You know the call-in number is 646-668-2948. If not, we will continue with this article, because I'm finding this article to be very, 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 very much, very much needed to be shared. The integration is at the heart of the connected communities. The F Technologies Office, BTO, within the Department DOE's Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy. In collaboration with EERE, Solar Energy Technologies Office, and the Vehicle Technologies Office, DOE's Office of Electricity, and Lawrence Berkeley, the National Laboratory, to bring together critical technologies and programs. The FOA first described it in a notice of intent and later shaped the response to a request for information could increase by fivefold the number of EERE supported test beds like Reynolds Landing in Hanover, Alabama, and a recent report by Oak Ridge. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, the Department of Energy here is funding business models for new technologies and programs that will be efficient in cutting down on what they call the greenhouse gases. It's called global warming. So that is what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be able to find and get more information about this particular article by logging on to our website, once again, at positivechangepc.com. That's positivechangepc.com. And we're going to try to stay right on our timeline today because we've got a lot of information that we want to try to bring to you, because this show is about bringing you news that you can definitely use. Now, we're going to sort of shift gears a minute here on Solar Now in the Future. We want to talk about the demand for residential solar expected to double by the year 2023. I didn't get around to this article in my last show because I had another guest. So I sort of brought that topic on, this topic, along from last week, because I think it's very, very, very important for Black America to understand why we here at the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative and transitioning over into a leadership role with the National Association of Blacks in Solar in calling for a national platform for a green economic development plan for Black America. Now, I'm going to share some of this information because it's still in draft form, but I'm going to begin to have this conversation because it's a 1 million miles trip starts with the first step. And we took the first step back on September the 29th as we rolled out the introduction and project rationale for the National Association of Blacks in Solar. Now, calling for this green economic development plan is a platform presented here. It's represented 5 years of solar research and data analysis compiled by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative of Washington, D.C., and supporting national research institutions. That being said, the founding members of the organization is the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, WDC Solar, Peer Consultants of Washington, D.C., and Sundial Power Developers, Inc. of Jackson, Mississippi. You'll be able to see this information. You'll scroll down. You will see that there is a message from the president, and it's entitled Black America, Our Future is Now in Renewable Energy. And I share with our community, nationally, the African-American community, why we must organize now. We also look at the Project Rationale for the National Association, the Project Rationale for the National Association of Blacks and Solar, trading as Blacks and Solar, NABS, the HBCU 5-year Green Economic Sustainability Plan, which you've heard that plan here over this platform numerous times as we've been beating the drum about getting the funding for this initiative for quite some time. Building a stronger, fair, green economy for Black America. The NABS, the National Association of Blacks and Solar, requests that members of the Congressional Black Caucus host congressional hearings calling for an executive congressional hearing on the Green Economic Plan for Black America, with members of the CBC that serve on key oversight committees that play key roles on the climate change and renewable energy. We're talking about developing a solar-based economic development plan for Black America. NABS will address a serious issue by establishing a process of evaluating social, political, economic environments and priorities in the development of an individualized long-time solar strategy for our historically Black colleges and universities. Let me get back to this. Okay. Black municipalities, Black county governments, Black businesses, business community, and Black nonprofits, and demand that the Biden administration invest 35% of the $2 trillion accelerated investment to be invested in the Black community nationally and targeted. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're asking that 35% of this $2 trillion be targeted to the African American and communities of color nationally. The following African American owned institutions, HBCUs, banks, businesses, farmers, property owners, along with targeted funds for African American owned commercial and residential homeowners nationally. Through the Property Assessed Clean Energy PACE and the Rural Energy for America program, REAP, with the Biden administration planning to deploy these resources over his first term. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's why we're moving very, very, very rapidly. We're trying to get this information out to our community about the platform that we are preparing and working on right now. The NABS will request full funding for the HBCU 5-year Green Economic Development Sustainability Plan developed by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative LLC and peer consultants led by CEO Dr. Lillian Abrams, who just received the highest professional distinction award accorded to an engineer as an inductee of the National Academy of Engineers in the class of 2020. So we have leadership. We have people who know what they're talking about and what they're doing. To increase market share for African American design, installation, workforce development companies by the NASB will be working with public policy issues with the following organizations: the African American Mayors Association, Black-owned public service commissioners, and Black members of public service commissions nationally. Black state legislation, legislative caucuses and their members nationally. We're talking about all 50 states that have a sizable black population, that have a number of black elected officials that have formed black state legislative caucuses nationally, because we must plug in to the policy makers, because policy drives dollars. This is the game plan, ladies and gentlemen. This platform is not complete, but as you can see, we will use the Property Assessed Clean Energy Place as a national organizing tool to cut energy costs for black businesses owned and residential properties nationally, and negotiate with the chain store franchisees for black franchisees, which we have. If you go to McDonald's, you will find corporations. You will find that they have a group of black owners of McDonald's franchises. You go to Burger King, you will find this. We will seek out these corporations and find out how many of these private franchise operations have a pool or structure of black ownership, and we will move to see how we can assist them with cutting their energy costs on their properties that they own with these companies. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a real substantive platform that we're thinking about, because we're talking about connecting the dot with those in our communities that are in business that need help to support and keep their doors open. And our HBCUs, after salaries, ladies and gentlemen, after salaries, energy is the number two fixed cost at any college and university in America that determines what drives up the cost of tuition. So these are energy paid, everything starts with it and everything ends with it. It is a commodity, it's a service, it's a utility that people have to have for human existence. We are paying for this already, ladies and gentlemen. Therefore, we need to focus on how do we benefit economically, since we are paying for this and getting little or no return on investment, because the solar industry and the companies in this solar industry, out of 9,000 companies doing business in the United States, we cannot identify more than 20 African-American owned and run companies. That is a national disgrace, ladies and gentlemen. So we're speaking from a standpoint of why this organization, the National Association of Blacks and Solar, need to be supported, needs to be put, the information has to get out here. I am the one with the platform who have created this platform to connect the dots. So if you want to get more information about this, then you're going to have to stay tuned in to this platform, Solar Now and the Future, with its economic impact on Black America. Because as I said, what we try to do, we try to bring you news that you can definitely use here on this platform of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, as we were sharing with you that we're getting ready to take a slight pause for the cause, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the demand for residential solar is expected to double by year 2023 here on this platform, Solar Now and the Future.
I hear the song
singing. I can just sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now in the future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, the slogan for this show, if it's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, is a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American solar installation workforce development and design companies to address the effects of high energy costs that are historically Black colleges and universities, HBCUs, to utilize Black-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the under and unemployment of young Black men and women locally and nationally, to educate the Black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the Black community through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now in the Future, with its economic impact on Black America, and is also brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, ladies and gentlemen. So right before we took that break, ladies and gentlemen, I was talking to you about the demand for residential solar is supposed to double by year 2023. Now, this is a particular article was authored by Matthew Mercure on February 24th of this year. So it goes back several months. It's a little dated, but not much. We're still in the calendar year. We're talking about February of 2020. Now, it said then in a recent report that the U.S. residential solar market reached a record highs in the third quarter of 2019 with 713 megawatts of solar installed, according to the latest U.S. Solar Market Insights report of Wood Mackenzie Powered and Renewables, the Solar Energy Association, SEIA. The U.S. solar market added another 2.6 gigawatts of solar power plants in the third quarter, growing the total U.S. solar capacity to 71.3 gigawatts. The increase in residential installations helped the U.S. solar markets grow at 45% year over year and contribute to 15 states having their best quarter ever in residential solar. States with smaller solar markets such as Idaho, Wyoming, New Mexico, Iowa also record residential growth due to the continued price declines and improvements in the economic competitiveness of solar across the country. Active companies around the markets with current developments include Single Point Inc., First Solar Inc., Solar Edge Technologies Inc., Enphase Energy, and Vincent Solar Inc. The positive report makes clear that the American families are demanding energy choices and solar, and what our industry is ready to deliver, says Abigail Ross Hopper, president of the and CEO of the Solar Industry Trade Association. The land is the kind of growth and investment we see growing forward if we make smart policy moves like extending the solar and tax investment tax credit and stopping additional tariffs. Failures to make policy moves will limit the deployment of the growth of solar and cost thousands of jobs. California continues to be the largest residential solar market, installing nearly 300 megawatts in the third quarter of 2019, breaking its own quarterly record. Now, then it goes on to break down key figures, and it has a lot of data. This report has a tremendous amount of data, and I really don't have time to read all of these reports and all of this data to you, ladies and gentlemen. But believe me, the data here is here on our website, and we take great pride in bringing this information, researching these articles, and bringing them to the African American community in the most complete database collected by an African American company in the renewable energy field in the United States of America. And I can claim that today, but yet I struggle to get assistance. Yet I struggle to get help. Yet I struggle, and like the little boy said, it's almost like the people in the house who are cleaning the house, cooking the food and everything. You know, everybody takes them for granted, but don't a damn thing happen if they don't come and clean up and cook these meals. And they call them first line folk because they're out here risking their lives in this pandemic. Well, I feel like one of those first line folk out here with this. What this organization, the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, has brought to the table for the last 4 years, and people look at me and try to treat me as though I'm less than their equal. And I refuse to be looked at or treated any different than any other human being on this place at this time and in history. So we're going to keep doing what we do here on this platform, Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. That, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, if you come and look at this specific article, you will find data that will open your eyes to a great deal of things that are going on in the solar and renewable energy industry. But guess what? They're not going to happen for Black folk unless Black folk, we come up with our own demand on this administration that's coming into power. And they can't get there without our vote. So we have our own plan, which the National Association of Blacks and Solar, we are writing that platform as we speak. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions about anything that's been discussed on this platform today, you're more than welcome by joining us by calling 646-668-2948, because we will be closing out our show in the next minute, because we try to bring you news that you can definitely use here on this platform of Solar Now and the Future with Black America every week. And we try to tell people, we don't want you to meet us here. We want you to beat us here every week here on this platform. Until next week, we say go in peace here as we end another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America here on this World Wide Web over Blog Talk Radio, streaming over Facebook, Twitter, and Link. And until next week, we say go in peace. We'll be right back.
singing. I can just sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold the key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.